And today's message is called Tell People Who They Are. Tell people who they are. Hey, if you don't tell people who they are, who is? How will they know who they are if you don't tell them who they are? And I'm not talking about doing it the way the world does it. Because out there in the world, people have no trouble telling you who you are. But quite often, they're telling you what's wrong with you. They're telling you how you're not good enough and you're never going to do it. And how you failed at this and how you're not going to accomplish that. And they're not afraid to tell you. Man, we have like an itchy trigger finger out there in the world to tell people who they are. But we're often kind of highlighting the things that are wrong with them and where they have shortcomings. And that's not what I'm talking about when I'm saying tell somebody who they are. We need to tell people who they are because when you know who you are, you know where you're going. It suddenly changes your whole focus on life if you know who you are. Suddenly you realize the situation that you're in, you can overcome it. The obstacles that try to come against you have no chance. You can overcome that too. And the who you are is not based on your history. It's not based on what you've gone through or what your parents have told you or what society has told you or how you've been labeled in life. That is not who you are. And that is not what we're going to be going out there and telling people who they are. And your job is to go out there and tell people who they are so they can be awoken to the possibilities and be set free from the limitations that have been put upon them.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
People have been limited by thinking that they're less than they are. And it's easy to get into that mode. As I said, people have no trouble telling you what's wrong with you. And they'll do it really fast. But we need some people to go out in the world and tell people who they are and what God created them to be. God can tell you who you are. Because you wonder, well, how do I know who I am? That's how you know. You know who people are by what God created them to be. Every week I remind you who God created you to be. What you're capable of. I tell you about the authority and the power and the blessings that God has bestowed upon you. And I say that that's who you are and that's what you can do. And some of you forget that even before you get up out of your chair, you've already forgotten what I said. And some of you forget that the minute you walk out the door. And some of you forget that when you get in your car. And some of you forget that 2 days later. It's easy for us to forget what God created us to be. But we got to remember and we got to remind and tell other people who they are. So that they can break out of the chains of limitation. So that they can accomplish what God created them to be. This is an incredible, liberating task that I'm giving you. If you tell people who they are, you will liberate them and help them to break free from the things that they think they are. Remember there was this story about this woman. She was caught in the very act of adultery. And they brought her to Jesus and they said, what are you going to do with her? This woman, who did she think she was? I think she was looking at herself thinking, I'm a sinner, I'm an adulterer, I'm no good, I'm a loser, I'm in big trouble. You know, these are the ways that she saw herself. But on that day, the impression of who she was changed by what Jesus said. He said, I do not condemn you, go and sin no more. Suddenly she realized that she was free, that she was uplifted, that she had been forgiven. And that changed who she was because her perception of herself changed. She now saw herself in a different light, and I believe that her life changed. The way she was living her life was no longer the same because Jesus told her who she was. And that's what we need to do each and every day. Go out and tell somebody who they are according to what God has said about them. According to how God has created them. It's easy that parents and society and co-workers and bosses will say something negative about us, or that we will be saying negative stuff about ourselves based on our history, based on our failures, based on our lifestyle. We will start to beat ourselves up and say what's wrong with us. It's easy for us to fall into that. But we got to be out there reminding people and telling them who they are. That's why I tell you every week. Because I know if you grab this vision and don't lose it, don't forget it the minute you get up, but you hang on to it and you really know who you are, you're suddenly going to conquer the world. You're going to overcome that sickness. You're going to overcome that pain. You're going to overcome that struggle. You're going to walk right on through those barriers because they're not barriers to you. You've got the power of the Most High God upon you.
Amen.
And you will change the world if you understand what God has made you and created you to be. He has created you to be incredible. Say amen to that.
Amen.
This is the power that lies within what God's whole plan was to help us to understand who we are. And as I said, isn't it funny how we can so quickly believe what is bad about us, but we have so much trouble believing what God has created us to be. So when somebody says you're a loser, or you're never going to do it, or you're an idiot, or you're not good enough, or you're not smart enough, or you don't look good enough, or you don't know enough, you right away believe that. But yet, when the God, the Most High, the living God, who comes down and brings life into your life, tells you that you're a winner, that you are great, that you are awesome, that you have power beyond belief, that I have given you authority and I have blessed you, you can't believe that? Why can you not believe what God is saying? So many people doubt what God is telling them, and yet they will believe falsity. They will believe the words that put them down and limit them and put them into these places. It's so easy for us to fall into that, to let us be deceived, and it's been happening since the very beginning. We have been believing the deceiver. If you remember, if we go back to Genesis, in the book of Genesis, it talks about how God created man, and then it talks about when he was in the garden, how this deceiver came in the form of a serpent. And listen to what the deceiver said. Well, let's first go back to where he created man. And so God, this is Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created him. So God is creating man in his own image. In the image of God, he creates him in his likeness. He is like God, is how he has created him. That's how you have been created. You are like God. This is how Adam and Eve were created. This is the way that they were from the very beginning. And then God blessed them and he gave them dominion. He gave them authority. He said, be fruitful. He said, multiply. So he gave them all this power and authority so that they would be exactly like God, so that they could do incredible things, spreading the kingdom of God across the earth. This is what God's whole plan was. And yet, if we go down just a few chapters, we find in Genesis chapter 5, verse 4, then we have here the serpent. And then the serpent said to the woman, they're talking about that fruit. Remember, she was saying, oh, I'm not allowed to eat of that fruit. You know, if I do, God said, you know, I'll die. And the serpent says, you will not surely die, for God knows that in the day that you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So the deceiver is already telling the woman, you're not as good as God. You can't be like God. But if you eat this fruit, then you'll be like God. So there's a deception going on that she doesn't believe that she was created in the likeness of God. There's already been some doubts planted in there. Why would she not believe what God said? God said, I'm going to create you in my own image. I'm going to create you in the likeness of God. I'm going to give you dominion and bless you. Because it's always easier to believe what's wrong about us than it is to believe what God has made right about us. And as long as we're believing what's wrong about us, we get deceived. And now we go off and we do the wrong thing in life. That's why we act in the wrong way in our life, because we're believing the wrong things. See, here, right away, this deceiver convinces the woman that she's not as good as God, and right away, as soon as she believes that she's not as good as God, she begins to act in alignment with that and do things that she's not supposed to do. And then, of course, then she falls, and then, of course, she has more difficulty and struggle and pain and turmoil in her life, all because she was deceived. Well, the voice of the deceiver comes to us all the time. The voice of the deceiver is around us everywhere, telling us who we are, or supposedly who we are, but deceiving us and telling us false lies. And so we will have this voice whispering in our ear, and it'll come through many different people. Even Jesus had this. Jesus had people that were coming up and telling him things that were not true. Here's a good example of this. Now, Jesus, he was telling the disciples what was going to become of him, what his plan was, who he is and why he had come and what he was meant to do. In other words, he's saying, this is why I was created. This is my purpose. And he talked about how he would have to be resurrected, how he would have to die and then be resurrected. And this is what he was telling his disciples. Well, one of the disciples didn't like this, and here's what he said. This is Peter. Then Peter took him aside, Jesus. He takes Jesus aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "Far be it from you, Lord, that this shall not happen to you." But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are an offense to me, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men." So here Jesus knows who he is. He knows why he was created. He knows what his purpose is, and he knows he's going to be glorified by God and bring all of heavens down upon earth. This is his purpose. He knows this. He's got it down. And now he's sharing this with the disciples, and one of them starts coming up and goes, "Hey, that's not you, man. You're not going to go through that. You don't want to do that. That's not you." What does Jesus say? Does he take that deceiver's voice? Does he take that fault? No. He says, "Get behind me, Satan." He says, so the voice of the deceiver comes in many forms. Here it is, a disciple of Jesus telling him, "That's not who you are. You're not going to be glorified for God." We have deceivers all around us each and every day. Sometimes the voice of the deceiver is our parents. Sometimes it's the coworker. Sometimes it's the person out on the street, you know, that's just yelling out their window, telling you who you're supposed to be. We don't want to buy that. Tell them, "Get behind me. I'm not listening to you." That's what we need to do all the time, and keep remembering what God created us to be. We have to keep remembering what God said about you and not what the people are saying about you. We got to keep enforcing that time and time again, because we need to know who we are so that we can accomplish greater things. I'm asking you today to go out and tell other people who they are. Go out and tell other people who they are so you can set them free from the voice of the deceiver. Because from the very beginning, the voice of the deceiver is trying to tell you, "You can't do it. You're not good enough. You're not strong enough. You're not smart enough. You're not good looking enough." Although, I can't believe that one. No, but that it will come against you time and time again. And what we need to do is be reminded of who God created us to be. We need to know who we are, and we need to be sharing that message with every single person we encounter. Tell them. Don't be like the world. Tell them how great they are. And don't wait to see the evidence of how great they are. Sometimes you encounter people and they're caught up in lifestyles that you don't approve of or that are not in alignment with God's way. Sometimes you meet people, they're kind of nasty and it's hard to get along with them. But rather than telling them what you think of them, tell them what God created them to be, because that's when they change. Remember the woman that was caught in the act of adultery? Jesus didn't wait till she changed her life. He told her who she was created to be, and then her life changed. And that's the same thing for us. When we start to tell people who they were created to be, their lives will begin to change. They have to know who they were created to be. They have to know what the plan of God is for them. And you can just start telling them how great, how awesome they are. And how do you know that? Because you're going to be looking at the evidence going, "Well, they sure don't seem very great and awesome." You look at the evidence of what God said about them. And that's what you speak. Those are the words of faith that you're speaking over their life now. Amen. By telling them how great they are and what they can do. And that's what people need to really change their life. Sometimes you need somebody to just tell you how amazing you are so that your life can change, so that you can overcome the obstacles. You need somebody to tell you that. And that's the words of truth. When you speak over them, those words of faith that God has said about them, now they have a chance to step out of the mold that society has put in them in and step into the destiny that God has created for them and become what God wants them to be. We've been doing this Bible study about Joseph. I believe Joseph became such a great success and overcame all these obstacles because when he was 17, God showed him the vision of who he was supposed to be. He had those dreams about greatness, about how he was going to be great. And he had that dream where the sun and the moon and all the stars would bow down to him. And when he saw that greatness, he never forgot what God had shown him. He never forgot that no matter where he was. He didn't believe that he was just a slave in the prison. He didn't believe what his brothers said about him. He didn't believe what the other prisoners said about him. He didn't believe what Potiphar's wife said about him. He didn't let all those deceiver voices come in and try to tell him who he was. He kept remembering the dream that God had given him, remembering that everything will bow down to me. God has created me to be great.
Amen.
And he hung on to that, and he kept believing that, and that's what he kept seeing. He wasn't moved by the things of the prison or the slaves or the Potiphar's house or Potiphar's wife or any of that stuff. He wasn't moved by his brothers, what they were saying about him. He only stuck fast to what God had shown him because he knew this is the words of truth.
Amen.
These are the words of truth that we want to speak over people's lives too. Look what that did for Joseph. That helped Joseph overcome difficult situations. It helped him overcome incredible odds and helped him to always rise to the top because he kept remembering what he was created to be, who God said he was. And I'm sure he kept repeating that to himself every day. Man, you know, it doesn't take long. Like I said, some of you forget what I'm telling you that God created you to be before you even get up out of those chairs. Because the deceiver comes and tries to bring darkness upon our mind and tries to get us to focus on our mistakes, what you've done in the past that's wrong. Tries to get you to focus on your flaws. Oh, well, I'm not very smart. I'm not very good looking. Oh, well. And you start to focus on all this stuff, but that's not who you are. You are who God created you to be. And when you start to see and understand what God has planned is for you, then you begin to walk in that plan. That's when your life changes. When you begin to walk in the plan believing, I am awesome. I am an amazing, blessed, favored of God. And this is where you guys need to be, is understanding that you are favored and that you are blessed and that the Most High God has created you for this. Let's take a look at some of the things that God says about you. And I want you to remember this. Say amen to that. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16, do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?
Amen.
Amen. You are the temple of God. This is who God created you to be, the temple of God. Say to yourself, I am the temple of God. That's who you are. In Romans chapter 8, verse 16, it says, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs in Christ. If indeed we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together.
Amen.
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 So here we are children of God is what it is saying. This is what God's word is saying about you, that you are a child of God. You are his child. And if you're his child, then you're his heir.
Amen.
That means there's a fortune that's got your name on it. Say amen to that. If you start to understand that you are a child of God and that you have been blessed and that you are the temple of God and that you have this kind of favor upon your life, it's going to change how you're living tomorrow.
Amen.
Heck, it's going to change how you're living today.
Amen.
It's going to change how you're living right now. But you've got to know it. And you've got to go out there and tell other people this same message. This is what's going to change them in the world. This is what's going to change their way of thinking about themselves. You guys are the ones that are going out there to deliver the good news. That is the good news.
Amen.
The good news is those people are not flawed, they're not broken, they're not falling short, but that they are favored and that they are blessed and that they are redeemed and that the God Most High has an incredible plan for them and he wants them to do great things. He has planned it for them. And the minute they hear the good news, they can now step into it and become what God created them to be.
Amen.
Amen? Listen to this. This is in Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. He has redeemed us. That means you are the redeemed.
Amen.
This is who you are. This is who those people out there are. They are redeemed from the curse. The minute they receive Jesus into their heart, no longer are they under that curse. Now they're under the blessing. When you're under the blessing of God, you've got the favor of God. You've got the love of God. You've got the authority of God. You've got the power of God. You've got the angel of God. You've got all that. Say amen to this. And this is what God wants us to remember, who we are, and tell other people. It's easy and very quickly that tries to be taken out of our mind, just like Adam and Eve. Very quickly, they took away who they were, the understanding that they had, and right away, Adam and Eve started acting in a different way as a result of that. It happens quickly to us. But if we hold fast and know what God is saying and know that the words of God are true and that all these other words that they say about us are falsity, coming from a deceiver. The deceiver takes many forms, just like it did with Peter. But if that's not us and we don't take it and we don't receive it and we rebuke it and we say, I don't want that in my life, and now we speak not only over our life, God's plan and God's truth, we speak that over other people's. You start to tell them who they are, and their lives are going to change. I'm telling you right now, their lives are going to change in amazing ways if you start to tell them what God created them to be. Amen. If you start to share that vision and plan with them of who God created them to be, you can change the world. You can change their world. They need to know that. There are some people out there, they've never heard a good word about themselves, and now they're acting bad. Now they're acting like they're tough guys, and they're bad. And they're acting like, you know, this is who they are, and they can't change. And it's because they've been put into that mold, because all their life they've been told, you're bad, you're no good, you're never going to amount to anything, you're never going to become anything, you're never going to do anything, you're not created for anything special, you're nobody. And now they believe that because that's what they've been told, and they look at their history and that's what they see, and that's the only thing they think. And yet you can lift up before them a great mighty light of hope and show them that they were created for amazing things, that they were created for greatness, that God, and it doesn't matter how far they've fallen or how long it's been, they can change right now, immediately, the minute they see who they are. The minute you tell them who they are, they can be changed completely and totally when they see that light of hope. And once they know that this is who they are, they will be changed. Their actions will change, and their whole life will change. And now they can step into the blessings of God. And this is what God wants for every single person. He hasn't given up on anybody because he knows who he has created them to be. He knows who they're supposed to be. And if they receive it in Jesus' name, then they will have it.